A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Hey, Amanda.
Is that the story?
No, don't panic.
Okay,
freak out.
Good level-headed friends from Simplicity are here to just gently smooth the duvet and just open some windows and get some air into this room and just everyone stop freaking out.
I like that, smooth the duvet. I haven't heard that one yet. Yes, so listen.
You might
I think
continental quilt. Where you come from?
That sounds very sophisticated.
Duna.
I think the time to panic will maybe be closer to April if the government moves on any of these recommendations. So for now, just sit tight and try your best to understand how they may impact you. So I've come here today to look specifically at KiwiSaver because so many of us are in it. Close to 2.9 million New Zealanders in KiwiSaver. So how will the capital gains tax affect you if you are an investor? It really depends.
Because that counts as an investment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest investments we have going right now outside of residential property, and it's grown hugely. So really it depends on your income bracket and what fund you're in as to the degree which you will be impacted. So within the recommendations, the key one was that they're going to start taxing New Zealand shares and Australian shares. So what this means for you is if you have a portfolio containing those particular
assets.
Listen
up, portfolio owners.
Yeah, you'll be taxed. So usually the ones that are going to face the higher tax penalty are the growth or aggressive funds because they typically have a higher allocation to New Zealand shares or Australian shares in a more balanced or conservative fund, less so. So we sat and we crunched all the numbers for everyone, and we determined that really the big win was for people on incomes of about $40,000 or less. In some cases,
right.
Now here, listen to this number. In some cases, depending on which fund they were in, they could be up to $100,000 better off by age 65. Okay, but the complexity here, or it's not complex for them, but the additional windfall for those particular individuals is mainly owing to the fact that within the tax working group's recommendations, they've decided to stop taxing the employer portion of their contributions. A lot of people probably don't realize this, but when your employer plays 3% into your KiwiSaver pot, that gets taxed. So
just to be clear, it's not an actual pot, is it?
A pot. No, we're talking a theoretical pot. So that employer superannuation contribution tax portion will be dropped for those lower income earners. They will also get less tax on something called their prescribed investor rate. I know this is all quite boring for people who dread and hate taxes, but that is actually being reduced for that group as well. And importantly, the member tax credit, a lot of people forget to get this by June 30th. But right now, remember, if you contribute into your account $1,043 and you've been in KiwiSaver for a full 12 months, the government is going to meet you 50% of the way. They're going to give you $521 for free. Right. So moving forward, if these recommendations are adopted, they're actually all those people who contribute up to $1,043 are actually going to get 75% on the dollar.
So now the numbers are getting too much.
This is where the numbers start to stack up, and this affects all income earners. By the way, we haven't seen any sort of delineation between people on a high income not receiving this. So effectively, if you receive the maximum tax credit before 521, you're now going to get 781. And it's the compounding effect of that and the not paying the tax portion for the lower income earner specifically on your employer contribution, having a lower prescribed investor rate and that higher member tax credit that is going to lift your net savings up at the end of the day for, again, higher income earners between $70,000 and $100,000. They're not going to get the benefit of not paying tax on their employer contributions or the PIR rate, so those things are scratched. They will get the member tax credit rate at a higher rate, so that effectively, well, in some cases, will neutralize the impact of the capital gains tax portion. So if they didn't get that higher tax credit and the capital gains tax went on to the New Zealand shares and Australasian shares, they could be facing a much lower amount in their KiwiSaver accounts at the end of their days, but it's being somewhat mollified.
Now, Amanda, you're a professional, and I've got bits of paper in front of me here, but there will be people out there listening going, what the fuck is she talking about? Is there somewhere on the Simplicity website where they can just go through this in their own time?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be posting all of our charts, et cetera, so you can look at your income bracket and figure it all out.
You don't need to have a big argument with anyone about it today. Take your time.
Yeah, don't panic. There has been a fair bit of media coverage, but it took a while for the ramifications of all this to really sink in. And again, there was
must be quite weird for Dr. Michael Cullen, who basically created KiwiSaver, to come back and sort of go, oh, and now there's this. Because ideally, what we're sold on it. Was that it's going to be, this is where it's going to be, and it's not going to change, you know?
That's true, and that's, I guess I have concerns about that any further tinkering, and you've heard this from fund managers all along, that any continuous tinkering on KiwiSaver would have the effect of undermining people's confidence in KiwiSaver. I mean, if I heard today that I'm going to be an extra $100,000 wealthier at the end of my working days for this, I wouldn't be crying, but, you know, for those folks who will be, you know, between and where the higher income earners could be, you know, between $13,000 worse off, and about $700 if they're in a growth fund. You know, they're not going to be jumping for joy over this because they feel like they've worked hard to get ahead, and you know, why should they be punished for making a higher income? You know, but it gets to be a very gray, murky conversation with individuals. They have a highly emotional argument, capital gains tax.
Big deep breaths. Everybody calm, yes. Calm. Understand the recommendations. Understand. Okay, you're calm. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for coming in this morning. If people want to go and find a bit more, then go to the Simplicity website.
Absolutely. So hop over to simplicity.kiwi. Give me about an hour to get all these results up on our website. There has been...
You know, we'll give you two.
Okay, thank you. You're looking downright zen today.
I can see this. People walk around this like a huge, great, big thatched hut on their shoulders of just confusion. Tess, you've completely lost, aren't you?
No.
Did you
follow up?
Run me through three or four of the things.
Oh, I'm not going to run over it all again.
There'd be a test in 20 minutes.
But no, I'm understanding of my bracket.
Yeah, tell you what, take a good hard look at your bracket, everybody. Hey, thank you, Amanda.
You're most welcome.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.
If you